Rosie sat all night alone in the dark, not daring to turn on a light, and far too frightened to sleep. Fear crept through every pore of her body. How could she sleep when she knew that there were men outside who were waiting for her to leave the house? Knowledge of that terrified her. The men banged on the front door, shouting through her letterbox and checking every accessible window. All night, she'd huddled up on the couch, fearful of every sound outside. Each creak of the old house filled her with panic. Had the men somehow got inside? She saw them arrive outside the front of her apartment only minutes after arriving home. She'd parked her car in the car park just around the corner, rather than outside the apartment. She didn't want to advertise her presence. She was uncertain if they knew she was home, but convinced they wouldn't leave until they'd found her. Rosie's heartbeat pounded in her ears. Her breath caught in her throat. Acid rose in her stomach, and the urge to be sick consumed her. She needed to focus and clear her mind, but the fear of being captured overshadowed all her thoughts. The events of the past week churned through her mind. How had they discovered what she'd done? Everything had been arranged by text. No one could have overheard a thing, but evidently, someone had. And the news of that, how had it spread so quickly? One second she was committing the act, and the next, these men were everywhere. Over the past hour, her thoughts gradually turned from fear to the desperate need to escape. Weighing her options, she paced her small living room in an attempt to calm her thoughts. The front door was out of the question. She could climb out of her bathroom window, sneak out through the rear garden of the apartment below and into the back lane, and then get to her car before it got light. That was her best option. No, it was her only option. Dawn was an hour away, and she was nearly out of time. It was now or never. She had to make a decision. She slipped on a pair of trainers and packed a small bag, necessities only, her car keys, a pair of pants, and the cash she'd frantically scraped out of a drawer. Her passport and credit cards were the only things she carried in the bag. Her only coherent thought was to get the hell out of town before the shit truly hit the fan. Opening the bathroom window, she slid out with her bag in tow and dropped a few feet into the garden, trembling as she did. It was dark, very dark, and what little light the moon would have provided was soaked up by the thick black rain clouds that hung overhead. Cautiously, she made her way down the garden path, taking care not to kick one of the numerous potted plants that lined it, towards the gate and the back lane. She checked. The lane was clear, and she could see the car where she had left it the night before. None of the men were in sight. It's now or never. They would spot her soon enough, and the chase would begin. With all the strength she could muster, Rosie took a deep breath, steeling herself what she had to do before she slowly eased open the gate, hoping it didn't creak and give her escape away. She entered the lane. The street lights at each end of the short lane, normally welcome, would tonight spotlight her to anybody at either end. She took her first steps as two men appeared under the streetlight at the far end. Too late now. They'd seen her. The shout went up.
There she is! She's going for the car park!
These words were quickly replaced by the sounds of running feet as close to a dozen men appeared around the corner, illuminated under the streetlight. She had no choice now. Running was her only option. Rosie froze, but only for a moment. Then she ran.